An 11-member expedition called Paddle Forward is pushing nicely into the second half of its canoe cruise down the Mississippi River. One member, Martha Brummett, is a Whitefish Bay native. She's been serving as our virtual guide during the 10-week journey. This week, we reached Brummett by phone south of Clarksville, Missouri. A week ago, when we last caught up with Martha Brummett, she was about to chomp into a cinnamon roll the paddlers had made from scratch. This morning, it's a donut.
None of us really eat donuts that often, but they taste so good out here.
More than the sweet taste, Brummett had weather on her mind. Heavy fog blanketed the river, and she was excited to share news. Part of Paddle Forward's mission is to connect with students learning about the Mississippi. 30 people had crowded onto the shore at Montrose, Iowa, in the dark. While a stiff headwind prevented the canoes from arriving on time, four middle school students were among the group that waited out the delay.
Four girls waited with their teacher for us to arrive, and they had a display case of all the students' work from the assignments that they have related to Paddle Forward. So they drew pictures of animals and wrote stories and poems about the river.
The students' work resulted from the connection they made with a Paddle Forward website. Yet Brummett says she's learning that her crew is a drop in a very large bucket of groups concerned about the Mississippi. Last Monday, the crew dropped into Grafton, Illinois, where a conglomeration of environmental and recreational groups celebrated recruiting 10,000 river citizens. Some, not all 10,000, had gathered aboard what's called the Living Lands and Waters barge. It's the brainchild of 39-year-old Chad Pregracki.
I think around 12 years ago, he started traveling up and down the Mississippi River on this big barge. So just like the barges we see carrying grain or coal, he has a barge that collects trash, and he lives on the boat with his wife.
The fleet has swelled into five barges and two tugboats. Brummett suddenly reverted to think about food. She had procured a donation from a company based in Chicago, and the crew would soon fetch the goodies.
Everything we're getting from them is dehydrated. We have 5 pounds of broccoli flakes to look forward to.
The morning's paddle promised to be challenging. Soupy fog still filled the air, along with gunshots from hunters. Brummett says the forward paddlers simply sing at the top of their lungs to announce their presence. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM,